Good morning. My guests this morning are Gordon Pugh and Anita Barton from the Flying Leap Improv Theater Ensemble. Welcome.
Good morning, Roland.
Welcome,
good
you
morning,
two.
Good well, morning, thank you. Thank morning. You. We're happy to be here.
Yep. My first time. Be kind. Right. Be gentle.
I, of course, am reminded of Take a Flying Leap at a Rolling Donut.
We discussed that when we were going over our name.
Right. You are inviting our audience to an evening of improv comedy and song at Russian River Hall in Monterio. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
And that's on Friday the 14th.
14th of April. Yep.
So describe the way you approach improv.
Well,
I call it seat of the pants theater.
Seat of the pants theater, yes.
That's right. We don't really know what we're going to do exactly. We just know we want to talk to the people, get some things that are on their mind, and then leap off from there.
Yeah, we get suggestions from the audience that we often collect on little slips of paper, which may be one word or a phrase or what's been bugging you this week or what's excited you. We'll throw those into a pot, and then through the show we'll just pull those out, and that will be a place from which we can take a flying leap with just one word or an idea.
So we might do a scene, we might do a song, we might do a poem. We don't know what we're going to do. We don't, you know.
We like to include a lot of musicality in our shows, and Steve and Paige and myself are musicians. Steve plays guitar a lot, and I'm a percussionist and play flutes and other bits and pieces of musical instrumentology.
I play air harmonica.
Yeah, let's hear a bit of that. Can you? There we go.
So, uncontrollable improv.
That's what we hope for. But one other thing is,
got a dry seat in the house.
We invite you to come and have lots of laughter and fun, but we also are open to improv not being funny. And that's not often a thing that happens.
That's right.
Most improv tends towards the absolute silly. And often the manic.
Comedy, yeah.
Right.
And we can certainly go there and have been there.
And well, we of course, can go dark. We love to go dark.
We love to go dark, darling.
I think of the committee.
Yeah.
And the committee could be less than comic, but not very often.
Yeah. Well, we practice once a week. We get together to practice. And people say, how do you practice improv?
It's rehearse. We rehearse.
We rehearse.
Well, basically, we rehearse getting used to each other's personalities.
Because obviously we can't rehearse what we're going to do because we have no idea. But just being able to respond to each other and be able to be open to receiving whatever your fellow actor is offering you as a suggestion.
Right. And it's, so it's sort of must be sort of a rehearsal of facility.
Exactly. Right. And we have certain structures that we'll practice. Like when we do a show, we tend to have the first half of the show will be a lot of very short responses to ideas.
Popcorn scenes. Uh-huh.
Popcorn scenes things. With one or two people. The second half of the show, we try to do what's called a long form, where we'll take an idea or we'll take two ideas from the audience and we'll start two completely different scenes often, but then they will start to meld into a story. So those characters that will show up in that second half in the first scene will continue and hopefully a story arc will progress and become
one, almost like a little half-hour play.
Yeah.
Are you ever tempted to get back into more conventional theater?
Personally, no.
I have done a conventional theater, if that's what you want to call it. I've done community theater. And now the thought of having to learn a script is, I'd rather go out there and make it up as I go along.
Right. I don't think I could learn scripts anymore. That's the problem.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, when you commit to a theater production, it's a huge commitment of time.
That's right.
And resources and just showing up for all those rehearsals. And then when you do a run.
And there's a certain amount of comfort of knowing who you're going to be, what you're going to say, where you're going to be when you say it. And there's a lot of comfort. And I think there are actors who have a hard time with improv because there is none of that.
That's right.
Yeah, and that's what's so exciting about the flying leap. It's this kind of an adrenaline rush when you take that flying leap. And when you step out in front of the audience with a piece of paper with one word on it, you have no idea where you're going to go.
That's right.
And that's exhilarating feeling. So that's why I do it.
Yeah. Well, thanks very much, you two, for coming
in.
Sure. Let's remind them once again that they need reminding. This is the Flying Leap Improv Theater Ensemble, Friday, April 14th. At the Russian River Hall. Tickets and information, it's SusanJPacker@gmail.com. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacobetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.